Unit 9. Young People's Newspaper Reading Habits.
Speaker 1. Newspaper Reading Habits in France.
To be honest, I really have trouble remembering the last time I read a newspaper. It's mostly the internet that I use, and sometimes TV like Euronews. I've just missed out on the French state's decision to give every French teenager a year's free subscription to a newspaper of their choice on their 18th birthday. The scheme, in which newspapers will cover the cost of the free copies while the state will finance the delivery, was part of a 600 million euros project to boost readership and bring youngsters back from the internet. Although this was widely welcomed by the French industry, some commentators have claimed that it has not addressed the root problem. The content of French newspapers is too middle-aged to be of interest to young adults like me, who get most of their news from websites such as Google News. Most of my friends might read Métro or 20 minutes on the train, so they do read print publications, but generally only the free ones. Despite our reputation as an online generation, however, there are many French teenagers who would welcome the chance to subscribe.
Speaker 2, Newspaper Reading Habits in Germany.
According to statistics, about 47% of young Germans between the ages of 14 and 19 regularly read a newspaper, compared with 72.4% for the whole population. This is a sharp decline from 20 years ago, when the figure was about 77%. Contrary to popular belief, those who rely on the web as a source of news still tend to be enthusiastic newspaper readers. Statistically speaking, German youngsters are more likely to put the internet at the top, followed by TV, and then newspapers. Talking about myself, I have to say that I still prefer newspapers. It's just easier than looking at a screen and is much more able to surprise me with its content than a news website. My reading habit consists mainly of the weekly paper Die Zeit, to which I subscribe at a discount rate, and Neon, a hip report-based magazine for students. Newspaper education is also an important part of the German school curriculum and is sometimes introduced as early as kindergarten level.
Speaker 3, Newspaper Reading Habits in China.
The past three decades have been good for Chinese newspapers. Economic reform saw the numbers rising. According to recent official statistics, 53.7% of 15 to 24-year-old city Chinese said they read a paper daily. In my home country, which has the world's largest internet population, young people are fast abandoning print media. I even can't remember the last time I picked up a newspaper. My parents used to buy them, but they hardly ever bother now. There are so many convenient ways to get information. Why would you buy a newspaper and just sit there and read? That would waste our time. Like I do, many young Chinese people rely on the net for news banned from official media. Censors scrub sensitive material, but it can be passed on rapidly via blogs, emails, and internet chat.
Speaker 4, Newspaper Reading Habits in the US.
A recent survey showed that for young people, the competition between web and print has already been fought and won. The net has recently surpassed newspapers for the first time as the main source of national and international news. Teenagers in the US are already so detached from the habit of holding a newspaper in their hands that even if you paid them to do so, it is doubtful whether it would have any impact. Young people are interested in news, but we want it when we want it, and newspapers can't meet that need. There is no special habit of taking in news at particular times of the day. Newspapers at the breakfast table, TV evening news over dinner, anymore. I'm typical for my age group. Although I'm keen to learn about foreign policy and economic news, newspapers are not a part of my life. I turn to the New York Times website for my news hit about three times a week. Many other teenagers are not even doing that. They get their news through social networking sites, such as Facebook or Twitter, or randomly as they surf the web.
Speaker 5, Newspaper Reading Habits in Venezuela.
For young Venezuelans seeking news, newspapers are just about the last resort. Facebook, YouTube, radio, and TV tell us everything we want to know. We want information that is fast and dynamic, and usually that means the internet. When a news story that we care about breaks, those with internet access through mobile phones, cybercafes, or computers at home or school click on to their favorite sites. In general, newspaper readership is low across Latin America. For instance, Folha de São Paulo, the leading paper of Brazil, has a circulation of just 316,000 in a population of 196 million. In Nicaragua, only 17% of young people say they read newspapers. Poverty and illiteracy play a part, as well as the dullness of the papers.